Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Monday last week, the Lansing City Council took up the issue of the city government's unfunded liabilities for pensions and retiree health care benefits. Officially, as of last summer, the net present value of these liabilities were $680 million. Today, that amount exceeds $700 million. That is approaching $6,000 for every man, woman, and child living in Lansing. The council reviewed the report and recommendations from its expert consultants and the latest data from the city's own financial health team and did nothing. I wasn't at this meeting, but have spoken with others who were there and are also aware of the magnitude of this crisis. It appears that some Lansing City Council members just don't understand or who refuse to believe the extent of the city's financial hole. Then there are some who grasp the extent of the financial crisis but won't do anything until a comprehensive action plan is ratified by all affected parties. In failing to comply with the job requirement of being a Lansing City Council member, to understand the city government finances and to take prudent actions, the current city council members repeat the failures of the city councils during the 12 years under former Mayor Bernero. During his time in office, the city's unfunded liabilities increased an average of about $30 million every year. I have news for the current city council members. These liabilities are growing $100,000 for every day you don't take action. The resolution of this financial crisis is going to hurt taxpayers, current city employees, many of whom will lose their jobs, city retirees, and lead to massive cutbacks in city services. In this scenario, it just will not be possible to reach any comprehensive agreement as to who suffers how much financial pain among all parties. The council needs to start taking action now on a piecemeal basis. If not, the decisions on how to manage Lansing City Government's financial crisis will not be made by City Council members. Instead, they will be made by emergency managers with no personal connection to Lansing. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.